Hello, my name is Stephen Lane, the founder of Sermon Audio, and what is united prayer? Back in 2019, a group of saints with a burden gathered together to pray. Why are we doing it? Back in Jonathan Edwards' day, he wrote a little booklet called An Humble Attempt to promote explicit agreement and visible union to pray for the revival of religion as well as for the advancement of Christ's kingdom on earth. We pray because we see declension, we see decline, we see death, and we're praying that God will revive His church. That's why. And how do we do it? We take a page out of the New York Noonday Prayer Meeting of 1857, also known as the Third Great Awakening, where a man by the name of Jeremiah Lamphere, a layperson, he began a series of prayer meetings all throughout the city. And these prayer meetings took the format of a 1 hour where the people would gather together to take a break from all of their earthly engagements and employments to have engagement with God. That is how we do it. And who is involved in United Prayer? Just like you had with Jonathan Edwards, we have also pastors and other theologians and academics who are on the call. But in 1949, you had on the Isle of Lewis two sisters, ages 82 and 84, Peggy and Christine Smith. One was blind and the other was so crippled they were homebound. But the Lord uses everyone. He uses these extremes as well as everyone in between. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. You've heard from me what is united prayer. But let's ask those on the call, what is united prayer to you?
It is accountability, love, and joy for me.
It is for me to be faithful, being together.
Prayer call has really helped me in victory in my Christian walk.
United Prayer is a school of prayer, and it helps us develop a culture of prayer.
Prayer meeting is like rocket fuel that just thrusts me forward in my prayers, helping me to pray in faith.
A spirit of unity that I feel in very, very few other places.
For me, encouragement. I have found a new family, the body of Christ.
A spiritual ventilator for me, and I love how people pray scripture.
It has taught me to pray. This is something that I didn't get from the church, and I'm hoping that we will have it.
Believing prayer, I am so encouraged by hearing others pray.
Leaning and encouraging me to continue on in the discipline.
Praying with other saints from around the world is teaching me to pray with biblical arguments based on God's promises.
I was never taught to pray. This platform has taught me to pray with, as Julia says, these saints from around the world. Thank God for this united prayer. Thank you.
I've been missing a prayer meeting like this since 1973 when I left England. I've never found anything like it before. That's a long time.
It's been a blessing. I actually think of prayer as one log coming together with other logs and creating a bonfire. That's the only way you can catch fire, by teaming up with others. I've just been so blessed to team up with people all over the world. Praise God.
It helps my own personal prayer so much. It corrects me when I get off the target.
And I have seen the impact on my relationships in my home, and I'm just praising the Lord.
It's been a daily experience of pushing back the darkness. So it's been an incredible help in my life every day that I've needed. And I thank God for it. Amen.
I would add one more, which is that the encouragement that these saints have been to our children is immeasurable.
We truly are united. We seek worldwide revival of the church, and there's no greater need.
We are united by the Spirit of God, and this is the household of faith.
United Prayer, for me, has been a great school of prayer, and also a great developer of consistency in prayer. It's scripture recommends.
Why do we do United Prayer? We need revival. The how, we meet every day at 12 noon Eastern time. The who, it's people like you and me. See you at the prayer meeting. God bless you.